I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, a Muslim extremist mob looted and torched 80 Christian homes in Egypt's Al Bayta village. The mob was angry because of a rumor that a building under construction in the village was going to be turned into a church. Although Egyptian Christians suffer persecution, they don't respond to violence with more violence. Instead, through the Holy Spirit, they respond with courageous compassion. And their neighbors notice. Open Doors USA's Emily Fuentes.
These Christians who are not retaliating violently after a mob attack, but really just rebuilding, people say, oh, they're not as evil as maybe the Muslim Brotherhood or some of these extremists said. And so it's really reshaping stereotypes that many of these neighbors just had because they were ignorant of what Christians really were about.
And for many kids, summer's a time to ease out of school, rest, and have adventures. It's why Family Christian has a summer reading program. Daniel Warren with Family Christian.
We've heard through research and a lot of experts talk about when kids are out of school, how that sometimes their skills can diminish. And one of the ways to combat that is through reading. So what we've developed is almost a way to encourage kids to read. So what we do is we have a pamphlet, and we ask the kids to read 6 Christian-themed books over the course of the summer. And if they do that and fill out the pamphlet, we have a book that we will give to them free.
So why not kill two birds with one stone, keeping kids active reading while also exercising spiritual muscles? Practically applying scripture to everyday situations is also kind of choose-your-own-adventure. And the best part? This program's accessible virtually anywhere. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. And what we know about the world's 1.6 billion Muslims is generally what we see on the news. But One Way is inviting you to look at who these people are through God's eyes. So join us on a prayercast journey during the month of Ramadan. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.